Discovery presents I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue. And your chairman tonight, Barry Cryer.
Hello and welcome to another edition of I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue, the show that is to radio what Arthur Mullard is to flower arrangement. And with our very own Mr. Dave Lee at the piano, may I introduce the two opposing teams. Mr. John, all the spoons in the glasses, please. Graham are my seamed straight garden. And opposite to them, Bill, I can't quite put my finger on it, Oddy. Tim, I was on the television last night. We ran out of chairs. Brooke Taylor! Let us plunge headlong into the first round, gentlemen. The first round is our singing musical. Not that those are necessarily relevant. Singing relay. In this round, one of the players of each team starts off a song and he and his partner must sing a duet, but each singing alternate words. Any player who falters or messes up our game is declared soppy and several points go to the other side. I think we'll start picking up the lyrics. Let's start with John and Graham. The song in question is... Roses of Picardy.
We have to do this, don't we?
Roses are shining in Picardy,
in the hush of the silver dew.
Roses are flowering in Picardy, but there's never a rose like you.
Roses are blighting, blooming, I'm sorry, in Picardy. And we go to Tim and Bill with the song When I'm 64.
When I get older, losing my hair many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine birthday greetings bottle of wine? If I'd been out till quarter to three, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still need me when I'm sitting here?
Tim and Bill, a few mistakes, but a harder song. Two all. Yes. Two all to that. Now, this is where I set up something for later in the programme. Gentlemen, I'm going to ask you to announce some late arrivals at a particular function, and we'll ask you their names later. Will you please specify the late arrivals at the Mechanics Ball? The Mechanics Ball, gentlemen. Later in the programme, we shall return. We move to our first session of tag wrestling in this programme. Ladies and gentlemen, tag meaning a tagline, the end line of a story. I'm going to give each team the tagline of a story or anecdote, and I shall start with one team who must tell a story ending in that tag. When I press my buzzer, the story passes to the other side, who must work towards their finishing line. The winning team is the one who reaches the tagline first. Tim and Bill, would you construct a story that finishes, because we were driving on the right-hand side of the road, we couldn't see that the elephant had deflated. Because we were driving on the right-hand side of the road, we couldn't see that the elephant had deflated. John and Graham, Mamma Mia, shouted Macpherson. Whipped off his gas mask and revealed he was not the ice cream man he claimed to be. So it's Tim and Bill with Because We Were Driving on the Right-Hand Side of the Road, We Couldn't See the Elephant Had Deflated. John and Graham, Mamma Mia, shouted Macpherson, whipped off his gas mask and revealed he was not the ice cream man he claimed to be. We will start with Graham Garden.
See who's at the door, dear, said Mother. It's Mr. Macpherson, the ice cream man, I replied.
Tim.
Come in, Mr. Oh, it's not you. Oh. It's the AA man with our route map for France. Thank you very much. We can set straight off. And over the channel we went, and there we were, driving on the right-hand side.
John,
in France, are not encountering any problems whatsoever, it being a country notoriously absent so far as elephants are concerned.
Bill.
And so we continued on down to Africa. French Equatorial Africa, where, of course, they all...
Graham.
Well, by chance, our motor car broke down, but luckily we got a lift home on Mr. McPherson's ice cream van.
Tim.
A notoriously unreliable vehicle. 100 yards we got. Just at that moment, around the corner came a wild elephant.
Nothing came around the corner, John.
Nothing came around the corner. McPherson nipped off, mended the tyre, and returned resolutely on the left-hand side of the road, dodging all the traffic coming straight at him.
Bill.
And drove straight back to England, where he was surprised to find a policeman waiting at the door. He said, I have to charge you with driving on the wrong side of the road.
Graham.
Take us there,
Paul. Nonsense. Said McPherson, denying it. And saying that he was not, in fact, to blame
Tim.
For what he had done.
He said, McPherson, when we were not drunk, Constable, I swear it was an elephant. I know that we have been later told that, in fact, it was a balloon, like an elephant, that was inflated.
But this John. Is on account of my selling intoxicating ice cream. Rum flavoured. With little bits of pistachio nuts and some of that pasta, the special pasta that they get.
An excuse that may be, and that explains exactly why you were drunk.
Right, John.
Exactly why you were drunk. And because we were drunk, we were driving on the right-hand side. And we couldn't...
Graham.
Good heavens, said McPherson, I think that's my mother.
Tim.
No, said his wife, it's an inflatable elephant. At that moment, Constance...
Admitting that they were practically indistinguishable, the elephant deflated, thus making it practically impossible for it to be deflated again.
The elephant deflated, but unfortunately we couldn't see that the elephant deflated because we were driving on the right-hand side of the road. And therefore we couldn't see that the elephant had deflated.
It was wrong way round, but they got there finally. There, Timmy, we'll return. It was a gat rather than a tag at that moment, but we will return to tag wrestling in a moment, and we in fact move to our next round, which is limericks. Limerick time. I'm going to give each team the first line of a limerick, which they must complete by each team member taking alternate lines. Marks will be given for cleanliness, and one mark will be deducted for each solicitor's letter received. Let's start with Tim and Bill. Tim and Bill. There was an old man... with a stutter.
There was an old man with a stutter. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes,
with
yes.
A stutter.
Who massaged his larynx with... margarine.
He oiled his false teeth.
And to his relief...
he found he could talk so much butter.
Come on! We go to John and Graham, who are going to tell us about there was a young fellow from Troon. There was a young fellow from Troon.
There was a young fellow from
Troon.
Troon?
Yes, yes. I'll allow that, yes.
Who sat down one day on a spoon.
He said, That's so nice.
But I won't do it twice.
And never again is too soon.
Oh, mellifluous.
It's an interesting concept.
2 points for that. Let's have another one from Tim and Bill. There once was a tractor called Bert. There once was a tractor called Bert.
There once was a tractor called Bert.
Get away. Who pulled a cart over the dirt.
He went over some furrows.
And 12 rabbit burrows.
And said, oh, go blimey, that hurt.
Huh? Magnificent, said he impartially. 3 points. But John and Graham, a chance to hit back with, there was a young lady so coy. There was a young lady so coy.
There was a young lady so coy.
That she'd never been out with a boy.
So she...
Caution, Graham. Good evening, officer. We've got some visitors in the studio. Do sit down. Go on, Graham. Go on.
So she hid in a sack
and lay on her back.
A most unsatisfactory ploy.
Now, the next round is called I Want to Be Brian Ricks or Word for Word. I'm going to give each team a word and they must immediately come up with another word which has nothing whatsoever to do with the word I gave them. The other team can challenge and try and establish a connection. I'll start with John Cleese and I'll give him the word cassock.
Elf.
Botanical.
Spoon.
Runcible.
Interruption by Bill and Tim. Two fingers passing off.
I'd get away with that.
Runcible spoon?
Never heard of it.
Runcible spoon. It's a vague, tenuous connection. I'm going to allow that. I'm going to give a point to Tim and Bill. And let's leap to Tim with the word bollard.
Joke. Catherine Wheel.
Pie.
Hassock.
Stoke.
Cathedral.
Bush baby.
Fire engine.
Gnu.
Neanderthal man.
Odd.
Challenge by Graham Garden.
Connection between Gnu and Neanderthal man. From the spelling.
Not allowing that.
No.
Now that's two points to Tim and Bill for silliness. And now, Graham, here's another punishment. Your word, crypt.
Artichoke.
Polyandry.
Muscle.
Adidocokinetic.
Epoxy resin.
Salt.
Interruption by Bilodi.
It's maybe an old wives' tale, but I was always told that if you do have epoxy resin, salt is a very good remedy.
I'd heard that,
Bill. If it
is
an old wives' tale, then you get no mark.
No. Yeah. I'd heard that too, Bill. Bill and I shared the same old wife for quite some time. Two points. Bill, will you follow on the word denture?
Cigar.
Boot.
Wombat.
Microphone.
Knee bone.
Eiffel Tower.
Pomegranate.
Wombat.
Repetition.
Yeah. Repetition.
That's,
that's not in the rules, actually. Not
but
in
we
the
ought
rules.
To put it in.
One I for silly buzzing for Tim and Bill. One for silly buzzing.
Yes.
They say Bamber Gascoigne started like this. I can't see it. Our next round. Our next round is musical. And many of you do not know that Mr. Brooke Taylor insured his voice for £10,000. And had a whale of a time with the money. This round involves individual players rather than teams. The first player starts a song, stops singing whenever he feels like it, and a player on the opposing team has to pick it up on the word at which he stopped and start a completely different song, starting with that word. Let's start with Graham.
A happy days are here again.
Again. Never say never. Again, again, cause here I am in love again. It's just a thing I said I'd never do.
Do.
Do a dear Ophelia. Ray, a little piece of fish.
Dreadful. Jackal.
Stingray.
Had a sting in the toe.
No. I want to start another song immediately. I feel rather ill. I want to start another song with Bill Oddie, please.
I've got hiccups.
This is a repeat.
How does it
sorry.
When lassie meets a lassie coming through the rye
to Graham.
Rye whiskey.
Rye, a piece of golden
excellent.
Give me a name, I call myself.
Self.
Go on, I'm enjoying it, Graham. Self.
Myself.
Racing flower is something you buy. McDougal's is the name.
Cut.
You've just written that and it'll make a fortune. I'm going to disqualify it. I'm going to disqualify it. Mr. John Cleese. Mr. John Cleese will now sing a song. Stopping, hopefully. At a word.
At a word.
At a word.
The only one I know is my old school song.
Part two.
We enjoyed
happy
it very much.
Days and holy week. Days and sad and melancholy days. They were great days and... That's an easy one.
And
if you tell her, and if you see tell them, and I'm certainly going to tell them...
You tell them,
that, that you're the boy whose wife someday... That can't be right. The boy, but the girl whose husband someday I'll be...
Be, girl.
Be your cars.
Because, one word, not
because. Because I'm a Londoner, that I love London.
Done.
London.
Done.
I love...
Done.
John Cleese, done. Please.
Oh,
another point to Tim and Bill, and let's have Tim. Tim starting the final song of this round. Tim.
Oh, the shrimp boats is a-coming, there's...
You didn't stop.
There's.
He didn't know the next word.
No, he didn't.
There's...
My golden haze on the meadow.
There's a rainbow... Round my shoulder.
Shoulder.
That's enough.
Shoulder.
Over my shoulder.
Goes one leg. Over my shoulder. Two
lovely black eyes.
What a voice.
Oh!
What a voice!
Surprise!
Surprise! Is that where you left off?
Yeah.
Surprise. Surprise!
You're dickering and dockering, Tim.
I am what? Surprise!
Hoot!
Surprise! Open the oyster shell.
Just 4-3 to John and Graham. Let's leap on to tag wrestling part two, in which, as before, each team will be given a tagline of a story and make their separate ways towards it. Let's change the order of giving taglines. Swap it round a bit. John and Graham, your tagline: the rose fell off the duck's hat. And we all went home early. I'm sorry, so we all went home early. I think that's more interesting. The rose fell off the duck's hat, so we all went home early. And Tim and Bill, will you work towards... Hooray! Shouted the girls. And Arthur Negus did a dance. So it's the rose fell off the duck's hat, so we all went home early, for John and Graham, and Tim and Bill, hooray, shouted the girls, and Arthur Negus did a dance. Tim and Bill, will you start your story, please?
Well, said Arthur Negus, using another voice from the usual. This is an interesting little clock here. I see it has little figures.
John Cleese.
Clock, it's in the form of a duck. I never seen one like this in my whole life. Looky here, on the top of this clock is a sort of hat.
Bill.
And he handed the duck with the rose on top of its head to the next contestant, who unfortunately dropped it and smashed it into smithereens.
Not to worry, said Arthur. I'll mend it in a jiffy, and he did. And incidentally, he said...
Tim.
He said, I feel like a bit of duck net it. And he was then given the next object. And he said, yes, I'd pick it.
But in his haste to identify the next object, I don't know why I'm talking like this because it's not relevant, he omitted to notice the duck's hat, which was quite indigestible.
Bill?
And lying on the floor, so he kicked it out of the way and picked up an antique banjo. This, he said, I would like to play, but unfortunately I need a little encouragement.
Graham?
Nobody was prepared to encourage him very much to play the banjo. He said, let's go home. And Arthur said, certainly.
Tim. And he said to one of the other contestants, what's your name? And he said, Ted Ray. And he said, who? He said, Ray.
At this moment, I walked into the studio, holding the usual rose between my teeth, and placed it on the duck's hat, which was lying underneath.
And Arthur said, if you're Ted Ray, I'll do a little dance. Now, what was your name again? Who? And the girl...
Sadism, I love it.
My name is Irrelevant. Arthur Irrelevant. At that moment, the rose, which was on the duck's hat, the rose... Rose.
Rose. Oh. And he said, who? I'm sorry to be so inquisitive. Ray, shouted the girls. And Arthur Negus did it.
Excellent. Three nil to Tim and Bill. Three nil, and we move now to blues time. Blues time, gentlemen. I'll give each team a subject on which they must improvise a four-line blues, singing alternate lines. And there are marks for wit and ethnic feel. For anybody who... Yes. Blues time, and I'll give you the subjects. John and Graham, will you compose a Lady Godiva blues? Lady Godiva. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. Rhymes with Godiva. Liver. Shriver. Sergeant Shriver.
I woke up this morning. Took a look outside. Oh, yes, I did. And there was a Lady Godiva.
You don't say.
And she was going for a ride.
Yeah. With nothing on.
She was riding side saddle. And my house was on the wrong side.
Like it. Tim and Bill, will you give us the Napoleon blues? The Napoleon blues. Dave will introduce it slowly.
Well, I woke up this morning, found Napoleon by my side.
Spread it out, baby, you said I'm very fair.
I repeat that if you
it's
want.
It's all right. Yes, I woke up this morning.
Good for you.
No, I didn't. Napoleon wasn't by my side. I just lied in bed all day.
So I said to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, at least I tried, which rhymes with mine inside.
It had the real authentic messiness. Let's go to John and Graham. Give them another subject for blues. Gentlemen, would you like to say a blues on the subject of a rubber dinghy? The rubber dinghy blues. Graham Garden is wearing a very worried expression.
Well, I woke up yesterday afternoon and found I was in a dinghy. The
as he stood. I can't do this stupid thing.
Rhymes for rubber dinghy, such as pingy.
That pingy wasn't very good.
And so if you can think of a rhyme, give me a ringy.
Oh! Surging to a triumphant climax, Tim and Bill, the Electric Toothbrush Blues. The Electric Toothbrush.
Well, I woke up about half past three sometime last night, a couple of weeks ago, with an electric toothbrush by my side. I plugged it in the mains, and I damn near died.
I'm going to tell you what.
All right, you nearly died, cause when I put it in my mouth, I got a toasted tongue and my gums near fried.
Oh, yes. Steaming. Oh, a 3-0 win there to Tim and Bill and its late arrival's time. Gentlemen, we revert to... Look, a pain on Mr. Cleese's face. We revert to our late arrivals at the Mechanics Ball, gentlemen, starting with John Cleese, who arrived late at the Mechanics Ball.
Mr. and Mrs. Drover and their son, Alan Drover.
Hey, Land Rover.
Arriving late at the Mechanics Ball, Mr. and Mrs. Ing Station and their son, Filling Station.
And arriving from Sweden.
Oh, yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Grease and their son, Axel.
And arriving from Ireland, Mr. and Mrs. Anical Failure and their son, Mick Anical Failure.
Mr. and Mrs. Jip Proprietor and their son, Gary Jip Proprietor.
Oh!
And I never get... arriving from the north of England, Mr. and Mrs. Freeze and their relations, Uncle Freeze and Auntie Freeze.
Oh! They never stop. Tim and Bill, a runaway win on what? This programme, a runaway win. You're winning at the moment. They're
well,
going to go on.
Well, let's consolidate and rub their little noses into the
no,
ground.
No, let's
then.
Keep very quiet.
It's
all right.
The last.
Mr. and Mrs. Talbot and their son, Beam Talbot.
So it's good night from me
and Mr. and Mrs. Us.
Think about it.
Mr. and Mrs. Us. Gear and their son who's just entered the church, who is of course the Rev Urs Gear. Closely followed by Mr. and Mrs. God and their son, who is so unpopular and unpleasant that his name is Mud God.
If you have any ideas, write to me, David Kossoff, BBC, 5 to 10.
Not to mention Mr. and Mrs. Iculated Lorry and their son Art Iculated Lorry.
I resign. Good night all
Mr.
from John Cleese, Graham Garden,
Screen Wiper and their Wolf son Wind Screen Wiper.
That was Barry Cryer saying goodbye on behalf of Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden and Bill Oddie. Dave Lee at the piano and producer John Castles.